Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Fill Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the purpose that God has for us, the plan that he has for us, the destiny that he has for us. As we learn the strategies and the instructions of God for our lives, for our purpose, we walk by faith and not by sight to that call, to that purpose. God is committed to his purpose, his plan, his will. And as he's committed to his plan and his will, he commands and he allows that to be manifest in us as we submit ourselves unto the Lord, growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We've been studying the book of Proverbs, going back to that book. It's talking about the wisdom that produces prosperity, wisdom on how to obtain the things that God has promised us. And we understand that the book of Proverbs is for learning how to act skillfully in every situation, and even in how we grow ministry, grow wealth, our emotions, or as we just talked about, relationships, how we handle situations, how we deal with things in the world. We need that wisdom that flows. So we want God to tell us and show us how to do that. The Old Testament and the New Testament of the Bible lets us understand that there's a map for success, for health, for prosperity. It tells us how that the book, the Word of God, from Genesis to the Old Testament, is that which we need to gain the information, the instructions, the knowledge, the understanding to do these things. So even as Solomon talks to us, he even talks about money. He deals with money. He even deals with wealth. Proverbs 21:5 says, "The plans of the diligent lead to profit, as surely as haste leads to poverty." Now, we can't compromise on the word of God and the will of God. We have to do it God's way. The first thing we must do is the way that God says, the amount that he said, because some people believe that just because they're giving an offering or a tithe and it's not the amount, that God doesn't care about that. He does care about that. What we give, the amount that we give, we rob God if we don't give that which is accurate. And God sees and knows everything. So part of that is a heart of giving, how we give, the amount that we give. Are we obediently, by faith, doing this? Are we obeying God when he calls for us to give a sacrificial seed? Are we planting these seeds where he said, in the timing of what he said, by faith, knowing that as we do, God will then turn that around and cause blessings, cause seed, cause harvest to happen in our lives? So we want to make sure that in every aspect, even in our submission to our leader, that does not hinder our harvest. Submission to authority, submission in all the things that we know we're supposed to do, how we lead our life. We want to make sure that the blessings of the Lord meet us in every aspect, in every way. So Proverbs 21:5 says that it lets us know, understand about the diligent. And diligence basically lets us understand, we have to make an effort to accomplish a goal. That diligence is we are making an effort to accomplish a goal. And that goal is what's before us, what we plan to do. And we know in life we have to have goals. So in our diligence, that's going to be the quality that's going to help us to get what we're getting, to go where we're going, and to do what we're going to do by faith and in the word of God, according to the aligning of God's word and God's will. So as we do this, that diligence is going to help make us every effort to accomplish our goal. It makes us zealous over an issue, over something we're getting ready to do, and causes us to rise up, to get an understanding, to know that it's going to happen in our life because we're following the instructions and the plan of God. And it's going to take effort. That diligence is that effort. It's going to take work. It's not just going to happen overnight. There are things that we have to toil with. We have to keep our hand on till we see the productivity of that thing. So we see the life of that thing producing and increasing and adding. So we have to make sure that we do that. The attributes of a Christian and the diligence that we should basically expect are aligning to the word of God and in the service of God. And it's the model that Jesus has given us, the model that the Lord has given us throughout the Bible, to let us understand that we have to be diligent. We have to be diligent in what we do. Luke 2 and 49 lets us understand. It says, why were you searching for me? He asked. Don't you know that I had to be at my father's business? This is Jesus letting them know that I'm diligently doing what concerns the Father. I'm diligently, actively moving in what the Lord has told me. And that lets us understand that we have to be diligent, too, in the things of the spirit and the natural. We have to be diligent in our relationships. We have to be diligent in how we conduct our business. There has to be a consistency that we see. And one of the things that we are not do not do always is consistency. And that consistency produces something. That consistent pressure, that consistent obedience, that consistent faith, that consistent decree, that consistent prayer, that consistent faith, that walk, that lifestyle, those consistent things, that diligence is going to produce something in your life. It's going to cause a fruit, an increase, an abundance to happen. And if you continue to be diligent, if you continue to have that same effort that commands something to happen, because the life of God is in you, that same life that we see manifested in the earth with everything that we see from the beginning until the end, that same power, that same life is in us to decree, to declare, to proclamate what shall be. And our diligent hand, continual consistency, is going to manifest what we know to be the truth, that Hebrews 11 and 1 will be the manifestation of our life. What our faith is, what is our faith? What does our faith produce? How will our faith manifest what we don't see in the natural, but command it from the spirit, from time and eternity into our time? Because we've been consistent, we've been faithful, we've been diligent, we've been putting that pressure in those places that it needs to be so that we can see something happen. Because the word of God will not fail us. And when we look at that word and we begin to apply that word, the evidence and the effectiveness of what we do is going to show up. We have got to be effective in all, be effective. So this wisdom that we're getting about diligence, even over our finances and the works of our hands, is allowing us to understand that even as our soul prospers, God wants us to prosper. And then that must require diligence. We cannot give up just because we fail, or something doesn't pan out right, or it doesn't work the way we think, or it's too hard. We cannot stop. We have to consistently continue to press, to get those instructions, to apply it, to learn from anything that we need to learn from, and to see that God is faithful. He will allow us to move in prosperity, in health, in healing, in ministry, and be all that he says. We have to allow the word and the will of God to manifest. Jesus here in Luke 2 and 49 is letting us know, if you look for me, I'm doing the Father's business. If you search for me, that's what I'm going to be doing. So what you're going to find is the perfect will of God being manifested. So as we see the example of Jesus, we're going to see that same example as we apply, as we do, as we be consistent, as we are diligent over the things of God. God is going to command some things to happen. John 8, verses 28 and 29 says, so Jesus said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am, and that I do nothing of my own, but I speak what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. So his diligence is in his prayer. Mark 1 and 36 lets us know, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left his house, and went out to a solitary place where he prayed. So we see the diligence of the lifestyle of Jesus. We see that diligence in what he does. And we see that the manifestation of that diligence proved and produced sons and daughters unto the Lord. He was diligent in what he called to do and what he was sent to do. So we have to be diligent, even as we see in the scriptures, our Christian faith, our Christian foundation of what Jesus did, the model of his diligence, the model of what he's done. We see and apply that same diligence to ourselves. And as we do, we see God's blessings, God's manifestation in greater and greater dimensions. We don't have time today to go any further, but we're going to talk about the ant. We're going to talk about the ant, and we're going to talk about diligence in all things. We're going to talk more about that. We're going to get into that, even hopefully, the reward of diligence. We probably will get in that next week, but we're going to get into the diligence of what we need to do, and so that it keeps us focused and lets us understand that as we are consistent with the things that God has told us to do according to his will and his word, we will see the manifestation of great things. Be blessed. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Have an awesome day.